With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senator Ted Cruz is helping lead the charge for conservative Republicans opposed to the Senate border compromise. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
At a party luncheon on Wednesday, Cruz told fellow Republicans the bill has become a messaging tool for Democrats, quote, to number one, do nothing to actually secure the border, but number two, blame the chaos at the border on Republicans. Even for GOP leaders who had hoped to push the bill through, the writing is on the wall. An aide says top party leaders wanted to win the support of 25 to 30 GOP members, but now acknowledge privately they just don't have the votes. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, California is getting drenched.
The fierce weather is a significant threat to the safety of Californians, according to a state emergency services official. Back-to-back storms, fierce storms, powerful rain and gusty winds started hitting the San Francisco Bay Area last night. The Los Angeles and San Diego areas are getting heavy rain today. The Central California coast could see waves up to 18 feet high today and tomorrow. And forecasters predict an even more powerful storm on Sunday. California's got personnel and equipment now in areas most at risk from the weather. I'm Rita Foley.
Three people killed, nine injured in a collapse of a hangar under construction on the grounds of the airport in Boise, Idaho. The cause of that collapse is under investigation. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it's time to more significantly disable Iranian-backed terrorists that have struck U.S. forces in the Middle East. And he says the U.S. is poised to take significant action in response to the deaths of the three U.S. service members. On Wall Street, the Dow had 356 points, and the NASDAQ is adding 206. This is SRN News. A man faces hate crimes for attacking a statue of Satan.
Michael Cassidy didn't appreciate the display set up at the Iowa State Capitol building by members of the Satanic Temple during Christmas time. So he tore it down. Cassidy admits he did it, and his lawyers were expecting a variety of property damage charges. But Iowa prosecutors are charging the defendant with a hate crime on the grounds that he was motivated by his opposition to the worship of Satan, which is a religion under state law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Hampshire lawmakers considering multiple bills that would ban boys from competing against girls in school sports. The Senate Education Committee held a public hearing this week on one measure, which would also forbid males from using female restrooms and locker rooms. New Hampshire is a blue state, but lawmakers are listening to the growing concerns of parents with children in public schools. This is SRN News. American Express has announced it's rolling out updates to its Delta SkyMiles credit cards, which will bring additional benefits for customers and an effort to try to ease some satisfaction with changes to the rewards program last year.
While the updates come with a higher annual fee, Amex believes the new benefits will make up for that. They're adding more money in flight credits, restaurant credits booked with Resy, and rideshare credits. The higher annual fee for the new benefits on the Delta Gold card is up by about $50, and the fee on the Delta Platinum card and Reserve card are up by $100. When Delta made changes to its SkyMiles program last year, customers saw it as a watering down of the program. Delta customers were being asked to spend large sums of money on airfare or the credit card to be granted elite status. And the airline was going to restrict the number of entries a customer could get to its airport lounges based on status. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More details at SRNnews.com.